Hey, Warriors, welcome to the Move Forward podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Wolf, and today we have a quick burst of information and inspiration to help you along your journey. I'm super excited and stoked for today's conversation because I just got this impulse to jump on here and record. When I get those feelings, I know that it is because not only is it healing for myself, but it is meant for the person who is meant to hear this. So for you listening, stay tuned. Listen tight and know that you are being guided by this message. It is delivered to you for a reason. So have you ever had, okay, I want you to really think about this. Have you ever had, and I'm sure you do on a daily basis, a crazy idea, something that will just like flash through your mind and you think to yourself, that'd be so cool, or oh, I would love to have that, or that would be a neat experience, or whoa, what an interesting life that person has. That would be so neat to live like that. These are thoughts that come into our minds, and we so often decide to just let it pass by. Time will go on and you've never looked into if that was even possible for you or asked any questions about it or entertained the idea that maybe it's possible to have those things that came to your mind, that life that came to your mind, that career that came to your mind, that man that came to your mind or woman, that lifestyle, that whatever that may be, it came and it went and it's gone. Now, you see, we are always being guided. You've likely heard that a lot lately. I love that line because it's so true. We are always being guided. When these thoughts come to our minds, it is an idea for you to move towards that thing. And unfortunately, we live in a world where we hear a lot of no's, we have a lot of restrictions, a lot of rules, a lot of boundaries, a lot of scheduled lifestyles where those thoughts aren't necessarily able to be entertained. We have commitments and our minds all of a sudden go to not possible, too much money, or I don't have enough money, or I don't even know what that would look like. I don't have enough time, not enough energy, all the like no's. But why is that? Where does that come from? And how could we possibly take some of those ideas and actually move towards them? Now, I don't think every single idea that popped into our head is meant for us, but maybe it's there to help us think about the direction that we are meant to be going in. I had a flashback come up on Facebook actually today and came up. It was about me sharing how I had just started an Instagram called Move Life, M-U-V-E Life. And it was for my food blog that I started with Move Life. So for any of you who are listening, I now have an activewear line called Move Life. But 7 years ago, which this memory reminded me of, is that I actually started it first as a food blog. I had the idea of something. I was living a life that I knew there was more. I knew there was something, a different direction I was meant to go on. As a massage therapist, I loved my career. I thought it was great. I was helping a lot of people. I worked with some wicked cool people. But there was something pulling me in a different direction, something that was telling me that there was something different, not necessarily more or better, but just different. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know the direction to go on. And so I just kept thinking about it, playing with it, you know, being curious. And I love creating healthy food, desserts specifically. If you know me, I love a good chocolate chip cookie. But I thought to myself, you know, how cool would that be if I started a food blog? So I started this food blog. I called it Move Life, but I knew deep down inside that this wasn't actually it. And I had the idea of a clothing line pop into my mind, but like I mean, I'm not that stylish. I don't really, I mean, I enjoy spending money on clothes, but other than that, I never went to school for it. I didn't have a big background in fashion or design. And so the thought came in and it went out just as quickly as it came. It was gone. It was like a flash. And started the food blog. And I didn't always have this, like, you know, heart and passion in that food blog. It was fun, sure. But fast forward now 7 years, here we are, and I have my activewear line. You see, I entertained the idea with the food blog that there was something more, that there was something there. And the clothing line to me seemed way far-fetched, way too much money, way too scary, impossible, have no idea how to do that. It literally wasn't in my frame of mind that that was something that was actually possible. And yet, putting some recipes out on a blog was tangible for me. So I did it. And I also still felt like there was something missing, that something wasn't quite there. Have you know what I mean? When you go for something and you think like, this is going to be it. This is the thing that is like feeling going to fuel my soul. And you get there and it's not what you expected. And so you think that you're on the wrong track. You think that you've made a mistake, but no, you have not made a mistake. This is just a stepping stone to that place where you're meant to be going. And so follow that. Choose and decide that this is the direction you are meant to be going in rather than getting frustrated at what is not necessarily feeling completely aligned yet. In those times, for quite a few years, I felt so lost and confused and unsure about where I was going. And now, although I am in the building stages and have so many things to learn, I feel so aligned. It feels so perfectly right, exactly where I am right now. Now, I'm not going to say that everything is perfect. That is definitely not what I'm saying. There is still a lot of challenges coming up, even today. Having to order new product for an activewear line is a lot of money, okay? And not knowing if it's going to get sold or not, lots of these questions start coming into your mind. Am I good enough? Are people going to like these things? Am I wasting my money? Is it going to be a disaster? All these questions. And I look at my bank account and I think like, oh man, you know, as I'm having to restock everything, it's a lot of money. And I can choose to be here right now and be scared and be worried of the unknown, of these big, large purchases, or I can choose to be guided and to be directed and to believe and to have faith that it is all working out for me. This is something that is very, very, very true to my soul now and that I actually understand. And I really want you all to get this because it doesn't only play with starting a business. This comes into play when you are dealing with anything in life, whether it's a child who's acting up or health issues or money issues or career or house, anything that you might be going through. If you can get into this space where you truly believe and you know deep down in your soul that you are being guided, that everything is always working out for you and that you are always supported, that will give you this calm feeling, that will give you an understanding that you are okay, that everything is working out for you, that you are being guided. It takes away that fear. It takes away that scary, unknown feeling that often stops us, blocks us from moving forward, from doing the things that we're meant to be doing. When you trust, when you truly believe and you understand and you know that you are being guided, you're not going to ever make the wrong mistake. You know, I could buy product, and I have before, that doesn't sell well, you know, or there's something wrong with it. And that sucks. That sucks so bad that I've spent thousands of dollars on something that I'm not going to get a return on, but I know deep in my soul that there was a reason for that, that I have been guided in some way to get to wherever I'm meant to be going, that this is a lesson in some way, maybe not for today, but maybe for 10 years down the road. I don't know what the reason is, but I'm going to trust that I did what I did for a reason. I'm being guided. I'm not going to end up broken on the streets, right? I'm not going to get to that point. I don't believe that I am going to get there. So what is the fear? What is the holdback from these ideas that we have? What are we so scared of? What are we so scared of? That other people are going to judge us for what we're doing? That we are going to end up broken on the street? Maybe. Maybe those are your fears. We all have different fears that come into play and stop us from actually going forward with what we're meant to do. But now that I've got to a place where I am here, that I am actually doing the thing that I feel so aligned with, I am telling you, sunshine, you can too. If I can do the thing, if I can say yes to the thing, I know you can too. And there are still things that come into my mind on a daily basis that I should be, that I want to be doing, or that ideas that I have. And now instead of ignoring them, I actually put light to them. I start to think about, like, how would that feel if I actually did do that thing? If I had that lifestyle, or if I had that, if I wanted to create this type of life of, you know, that's coming to me, that download, that feeling of like where I'm meant to be going, how would that feel? Do I really want that? What would that look like? And if so, then let's maybe think about that more. Let's maybe put that on, you know, my fridge, a picture of it. So the idea of it, so I can continue to think about it and I won't forget it. You know, it's a memory. It's an idea that I can continue to think about, manifest it. Maybe I'll send it to my partner, or I'll share it with a friend, and I'll continue to think about this thing until I understand more whether or not it's actually something that I want to bring into my life, or if it's just like an idea that, like, nah, it's not really something that is meant for me. You know, not everybody's meant to be a billionaire. Not all of us want to have that much responsibility. And yet some of us do. And that's okay. But the idea of entertaining it and what that would look like, why not just think about that more? Life has likely thrown you so many ideas and so many opportunities. And this is a kind reminder that you can jump forward and experiment. And you're not doing the wrong thing. You're not going to mess up. You're not going to end up in a place that you can't get up from. So the next time you have a thought come into your mind, write it down or share it with a friend and entertain the idea of what could come out of that. Maybe you're meant to go, like, I don't know, go to Africa and help save the giraffes and the elephants and the people there, or bring clean water to our communities, even here in Canada, or start a yoga studio where you're going to change a lot of people's lives, because people need that. People want that. People are craving for a space to be in where they can move their bodies in a safe space. So if you have an idea, remember, it's not always just for and about you. It's about the collective. It's about the community around you that you will be serving when you choose to step into who you're meant to be. When you choose to actually move forward with that idea, you're going to be helping so many other people. Like, that is a blessing all on its own. So take your ideas, take your big, huge dreams and your little ones and entertain them. Be curious, investigate, move your body thinking about them, enjoy yourself thinking about them, and step into the reality as if it were here. I'm excited to hear if any of you come up with something, let me know. I'm always interested in it. Today I was thinking, you know what? I really want to have a farm. I have never thought about really wanting to have a farm, but like, how cool would that be to be able to have like massive parties and like a shed with a big gym in it, with like one wall all mirrors, and have like workout groups come, Like, I just have events in there. What? Literally came to me today. I've never entertained the idea because of all of the hard work that goes along with it. But like, man, if I'm creating the life that I want to create, then I can have people who would clean for me, clean all that equipment, cut my lawn, feed my animals. You can hire somebody to do those things. You don't always have to do it alone, which is the big reason of why I've stopped myself from actually having a farm, doing these things. I've done it all my life, lived on a farm all my life, and I just didn't always want to do that anymore. I have other interests that excite me that I would prefer to put my energy towards, but it doesn't always have to look the cookie cutter way that we've been shown. Maybe it could be a little bit different. So entertain that today. And I am sending you all so much love and light. And I hope that you all continue to shine your light bright and keep moving forward. Because that's what we do here, people. We keep shining our light. We keep moving forward. And who knows how amazing we are going to create this life to be when we choose to step into the yeses, to step into the thoughts and the ideas of what are coming to you. You got this. You've got this. Thank you for tuning in to the Move Forward podcast. I hope that this episode has inspired you to take action and make positive changes in your life. Remember, progress is a journey, not a destination. And every step forward, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your preferred platform. Your support and feedback help reach more listeners and make the show even better. I'll be back soon with another exciting episode, so be sure to tune in. Until then, keep shining your light and moving forward.